before I start, I've got to show you something because you have such a great team that every day when I start my show here at the radio station, I got to... It's a must here.
The Steve Serrano Show. He talks with your favorite celebrities, gets the exclusive interviews, and never seen before performances. Here's your host, Steve Serrano.
How's business been for you? Obviously, during this crazy COVID period there in Denver. How's it been for you?
It's been great. You know, for me personally, I had a great year and, you know, obviously a big hit now with the business, which is really helping a lot to stay motivated. And yeah, I mean, life is good. I can't complain.
I saw on one of your Instagram posts that you said it's a little weird behind the stroller compared to being behind the DJ booth. How's it been being a new father here?
I mean, it's been incredible. It's really crazy to see how she develops in just a couple of months already. So much more awareness of everything. And yeah, it's great to spend a lot of time with her. So as I was saying, I was being very blessed that during COVID, I became a dad. So, you know, it's been really fun. But it's definitely start to itch that I want to DJ again. So, you know, it's just... Solo is fun, but I miss DJing now too.
I bet. I just became a dad also. He's going to be 3 months old here in about a week. I need some advice from Tiesto then. What advice have you? You're like a month ahead of me here. What do I need to do? We're all getting the itch here.
I think it's the deaf leading the blind in this case.
I just learned how to do a diaper also. So we're both trying to help each other out here, I guess.
Yeah. There's not much we can do yet, I think. I mean, just be there for our wives and be supportive.
That's right. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
So take me back. 14 years old is when you really took this DJ from a hobby and really started to really do it all. Why did you want to become a DJ in the first place?
You know, it's just, I always love to share music with other people. And I just, when I had a new track, I would play it for my friends and I would be so excited to play it for them. And then they said, like, you know, you should do something with this. You should become a DJ. And you know, I was also attracted to music since I was like 4 years old. You know, I always listened to music every day and my mom as well. So I think it has always been in me that I wanted to be in the music business, but I had no idea I was going to be a DJ. Could have been working for a record company or a radio jockey or anything, you know, but it turned out to be a DJ.
As a DJ also, did you learn always on turntables or were you more of a club style CDJs when you started too? Is it always, or have you been able to go back and forth quite a bit?
Well, yeah, I started off with turntables and a little cassette deck even. And then later on, a bit of both, the CDJs and the turntables, and then moved completely to the CDJ. So I've seen the whole evolution of the DJ world.
Yeah, and then it comes back. Then the turn to everybody wants the albums and the vinyls all over the place, which has got to be very cool. You've always been, Tiesto, always been so good at reading a crowd.
Yeah.
You can read a crowd like no other, and I think that's why you've been so successful. How do you prepare going into every single event as crowds are going to be different for you to make sure that you're always continue that success every single event?
Yeah, I mean, I see every event basically as a football match, you know. So that's how I prepare for it. So I think about where I'm playing, what crowd it is, have I played there before, and then I start to figure out the music. And always before the show, or even the days before the show, I always talk to the promoter as well in the city where I'm playing, and he tells me how the crowd is. So it's really I really start to figure out what kind of crowd is going to be in front of me, and then I just select the tracks for that specific crowd and then see how it goes and then still have some backup plans and options. And so it's a little bit of a, you know, like a football match.
Do you have to eat or drink or do anything specific before every event? Do you have a ritual that Tiesto does before every event?
Well, I always see as Tiesto is the guy that brings the party, you know? So I like to have a nice dressing room, like a green room full of people, and we all have a glass of champagne and there's some food there, and so the party starts there. It's like a pre-party, pre-game party.
Blue M&Ms? Do you have to do blue M&Ms? Yeah. All blue M&Ms or anything?
No, I'm not that picky.
You're not that picky.
I do like my champagne.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. We got to talk about your single, The Business. You started this really when the pandemic, happened almost a year ago. Was it different for you to make this track compared to other tracks because it was right at the start of the pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know, when I make tracks for my live shows for the festivals, they are a lot harder and they're not very Spotify/radio friendly. And when I made the business, first of all, I loved the lyrics right away, and I was like, "Oh, in 2 months, this COVID stuff is over." So we go back down to business, you know. And so it was very relatable. And but I wanted to make it sound more like warmer and softer, so you can listen to it at home in the car, because I was already stuck home for 5 weeks, I think. So I felt like a little bit more making more mellow stuff, and that's the business became a lot more warmer than my normal tracks, I think. So.
And normally, yeah, you get to test those tracks at events or clubs or whatever. But did you ever really get to test this track?
No, not really. I mean, the only time I played it live was at Red Rocks last year. We did a small event for 175 people in a 10,000 capacity venue. So it's not the same, you know.
I love to. You got to explain to these listeners too how you envisioned when you wrote the song, or when you obviously you got the vocals first and then you produced the track. But how you kind of envisioned when you'd go up on stage, how this song would be playing. I just love this description of your plan. Hopefully, when we get back to business very soon.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, can't wait. I think next month or in 2 months, right? We'll be back.
We just hope. We just hope. That's right. We'll be back in business.
Yeah.
How cool was it to have Ty Dolla $ign come to you for the remix for part two of this track? Were you expecting it? Did you think anybody was going to come to you about this? Or, I mean, it's pretty cool.
It was definitely a bit unexpected. And I always liked Ty Dolla $ign because he's a very talented guy. And he released some amazing tracks. So I was like, he would be perfect for it. So he rewrote the verses, and he made a completely different version of the business. So it's really cool what he did. You know?
That's all. And normally it's you know, remixing the tracks. This has got to be a fun, different approach, especially when Ty Dolla $ign comes to you to do the same thing for your track.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I got one more question. What is like the craziest place or location that you came up with a song? Obviously, you're on the road 24/7. Is there been a certain place that you were at, a certain location that you're like, hey, hold on, this is exactly what I need to produce before I step out into a festival?
Every song is different. It has a different story. So I think when I did Split with the Chainsmokers, we were actually in Split, the city. We had dinner together and talking about a collab doing together, and we were playing tracks. And then Drew played me this old sample from this rap record. It was like, wow, this track, we should do this one together. And then we worked on the track there. So that was pretty cool. And the location, it was where Game of Thrones was recorded as well, you know, and like in the Croatia. So it was really cool.
You've been called the Godfather, you're the number one DJ in the world. You have so many DJs around the country that look up to you. What's advice that you give even to like local DJs here in Kansas City to keep doing, you know, and strive to be Tiesto?
Well, I don't think there's one formula for it.
Sure, yeah.
I wish there was, because I could commit.
You're such a hard worker, though. I think that's something that, you know, people, you know, you put in the time, you put in the effort, and I think that's something that any DJ should learn from, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, if you really want to become a DJ or want to be successful, you got to work hard. And basically for anything you want to achieve, you got to work more than full time, you know, you got to dedicate every single hour you have free to your goal and make it successful. And also, I think music-wise, stick to what you feel, you know. Don't make stuff just you think because it's going to be popular. Just make stuff that you really love yourself, and then you can be way better at it, I think. So always follow your gut feeling. That's what I always say.
I love that. The business out now all over the place. Before you go, can I put you on a quick hot seat? Are you ready for this, Tiesto?
Sure.
All right, let's see. Let's find out. What is Tiesto's favorite junk food?
Burgers.
I love that. That's not really a junk food, Tiesto, but that's your junk food. I like that. All right.
That's my joke.
This is definitely changing, especially right now during the pandemic and you're there in Denver. What's the last thing you do before bed?
The last thing I do before bed? Just watch television, I guess.
There you go. That puts you to sleep. That puts you to sleep. All right. Yeah. How about this? Favorite ice cream flavor? What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I like soft serve ice cream. That's the only ice cream I eat.
Really?
So, yeah, soft serve is my thing.
Do you have to put a bunch of like nuts or cherries or chocolate in it or anything?
Yeah, hot chocolate. You dip it in hot chocolate, and then it freezes up, and then it's perfect.
That's that. That's it. Now that's your Tiesto. That's your junk food. All right. There's your. Junk food.
Yeah. There's your. Now junk I know what junk food is. I eat very healthy.
That's good. That's good. You got to. All right. Dogs or cats? Do you have a preference?
Yeah, I like dogs because you know, a dog has a boss and a cat has employees. They say so. That's true.
What about your biggest pet peeve? What's your biggest pet peeve?
Pet peeve? I don't know what a pet peeve is.
Pet peeve, something that you just discourage, you just don't like. Is it people that wear, you know, flip-flops in the mall? Is there, what's one thing that you see people that maybe they do that just bothers you the most?
That's a hard one.
You don't think, you think on that. The next time somebody will bring it up, now you'll know. Tiesto will know what his pet peeve is.
I don't feel like, I'm not bothered very easily by people. So
that's probably why you're so successful. That's why you're so successful.
I spend a lot of time in airports where there's always a lot of people. So just, you know, I just do my thing. I don't really get bothered.
you're straight there. All right, a couple more. What app do you use the most?
The app I use the most is probably Instagram. You know, I like to be on Instagram to see what everybody else is doing. Post sometimes myself. And yeah, probably. And WhatsApp as well. You know, WhatsApp to people.
Very smart. All right. What time, I know now because you're acting as a dad, not as a DJ, what time is the alarm set for you?
It goes off every 2 hours. 24/7.
24/7, every 2 hours. That's right.
Every 2 hours. It's just like, hey, what's he doing?
Time to eat. Time to eat.
Yeah.
I love it. And last question, who's your best friend?
My best friend? Paul Morris. He's my buddy from New York, and we've been friends for a long time. And I always say he's my dad and my friend and my son at the same time. You know, we have a very cool relationship together.
I love it. Yeah. Tiesto, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. We really appreciate it. We're so excited. The business out now, part two out now too. We look forward to hopefully seeing you very soon. I'll come and see you in Vegas. It'll be a must.
That would be great.
I would love that.
I would love to come back to Kansas too. You know, I had an amazing barbecue dinner there once, and I forgot the name of the restaurant, but it was very popular and it was amazing. So.
That's it. My treat. You come back, we'll go out there. We'll take you to one of the best clubs and we'll be set to go.
Amazing. I would love that.
I love it. Tiesto, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Thank you guys so much for watching the Tiesto interview. It would mean so much to us if you guys would actually subscribe, like, even hit that notification so you can find out who we're going to be talking to next. And I'll tell you who we're talking to next. It's Mr. Country Grammar. We're talking to Nelly. It's been 20 years since he dropped that album, and we're going to find out about his new project with FGL. We'll talk to Nelly next. Thanks for watching, guys.